The fifth Sunday in Ordinary Time. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth, but if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand, where it gives light to all in the house. Just so your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." One of the prevailing elements that we see in all three readings today is light. It is either directly or indirectly light. Isaiah more explicitly, but even with Paul and the Corinthians, that your faith might rest not on human wisdom, but on the power of God. He says that their very being, if they have surrendered themselves to God and to his Son, Jesus Christ, will be knowledge and power and strength. I think it might be informative to look at what are the qualities of light. First of all, light chases away darkness. It's antithetical to darkness. The two cannot coexist in the same exact place. Light enables us to see the true state of things. And light enables us to evaluate and measure things around us. Light is required so that we may not fall and stumble. Light enables us to see beauty and to read beautiful things and to appreciate the goodness of God. We are called to be that light, but it is a reflective light. It is a light that comes from outside of us. We don't generate it. It is far more than we could ever produce. We are, to the degree that we reflect and transmit the light that has been given to us through the Savior, Jesus Christ, become a part of the light. A mirror reflects light to the degree that it is free of defects, that it is completely reflective. A glass transmits light to the degree that it is clear and flawless. I think the analogy and message is obvious. Are we transparent enough to pass on the light we have received, to not hinder it, not dull it? Are the mirrors of our lives so finely made that they reflect back to the world what we have received from the light of God? It is important that that light that we receive be shared with others. And just as important, maybe almost as just as important, or maybe even more important, that we recognize and pass on the knowledge where that light comes from. We have a responsibility. We who have received so much light in the Scriptures, in the sacraments, in the teaching of the church, the wisdom of the saints, We who have been given so many natural and supernatural gifts must use them, have to use them, or they will fade away and light will succumb to darkness. Light must emanate from somewhere. Darkness, as anyone who knows the darkness of the universe, darkness is the predominant mode, it's the default mode of being in many, many instances. It requires light to take away the darkness. First of all, the darkness within us. And then, when we have been enlightened, to share what we have been given. It's all God's love for us. It's all God's enlightenment so that we do not stumble and fall. We must use the talents that God has given us to share His light with others so that He may be glorified. We must be very careful to let others know where the light that we have comes from so that it does not detract, so that it gives glory to God. We must make our own little lampstands, wherever that may be, media platforms, circles of friends, natural talents, location, opportunities, all of it is sort of a lampstand that God enables us and presents to us in our life, that His light may be more broadly transmitted through us. Amen.